The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Allstate Kid of the Week time. Good starts young, and Allstate knows that. So do you, and so do I. Make the world a better place through service. The spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative. Help us find great kids to talk about. Every Tuesday morning with the Kid of the Week from Allstate sponsors. The Kid of the Week, you know, the Allstate folks that do that also want us to give prizes away. And they said, why don't you give them a little something from Amazon? Give them a little pizza. Lou Malnati's pizza. Amazon gift card as well. Go to the winners. WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. And let's meet one right now. Radka Pierdenok is on the phone. Good morning, Radka. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Did I pronounce your name okay?
It's Radka Pribble Pierdenok. Sorry.
There's not a chance I'm going to get that right, is there?
No, it's okay. It always happens.
Well, I apologize. You attend Riverside Brookfield High School?
And yes.
A junior or a senior?
I'm a senior this year.
Do you know what you're going to do next year?
No, I'm applying to a bunch of colleges right now.
What do you think you want to do?
I have no idea.
Any interest that you'd like to study? Because, you know, we're all geniuses here. We'd be happy to steer you in the right direction.
I don't know. I might, like, either want to be a doctor, a broadcaster, like, a whole bunch, a lawyer. I have no idea.
Well, go with the doctor.
I love her curiosity about things, though, right? Wants a little bit of everything. Here's what we know about you, and you can fill in the blanks. You did a gold project for Girl Scouts. Is that like an Eagle Scout thing for the boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I worked all summer at school transforming a messy, ignored space into a library for preschool through first grade students, cleaned out the area, painted the walls, drew murals with the help of her family, got book donations. You can't get most kids to clean their room, and you cleaned a library. Nicely done by you.
Thanks.
How big a mess was it?
It was just like not really organized. So I had to organize all the books. But, like, it was kind of clean.
Are you an organized person in general?
A little bit. So it was kind of hard because I had to organize everything. And, like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not the biggest organized person, but I try to stay organized.
If I talk to your family, would your family say she won't clean her room, but she'll clean this?
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. Well, that's honest of you. accomplishment during the first week of school was wrapped up by you reading to a bunch of preschoolers.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
It was so fun. It was so nice to see their faces.
Yeah, these
little squirts. They just wanted to have, like, a conversation with me. So it was just so cute. They were so cute.
No doubt about it. You also organized a project for younger scouts to do what?
They helped me design these book bags. So somebody donated from my community, like, these canvas bags. So then I had the help of these young Girl Scouts to decorate the bags. That way they could, the kids could, like, take home the books.
Well, that's very cool. So you gave up a good chunk of your summer here to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Right, say hi to our friend, Radka.
Hi, Radka. Radka, how excited were the kids? Because I know nowadays we read on our Kindles and your iPads. And how excited were the kids to actually go and read the books at the library?
They were so excited. And the time I went there, the music teacher, she said, like, how she saw a kid just, like, reading a book there for hours after school. And
that's cool.
Made my heart. Yeah, it was so nice because they didn't have that before. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's just nice that it's used.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and it's also nice that you helped create the opportunity. That makes you feel good, though, doesn't it? Because, you know, you think these kids are all going digital and that's the world we live in. But the idea to hold a book in your hands and to be able to flip the pages and stuff, I think kids love that.
Yeah.
You know,
so nice.
Radka, it is Radka, right?
Yeah.
getting closer, at least. Radka, my little granddaughter, Abigail Grace, who's 20 months old, she loves reading books. She's got over 9 million books now and loves to flip through them.
That's good. That's
go to the library.
I think I think every kid should like have the opportunity to have like a book and like flip through the pages.
Totally agree. Yeah. Dave, you have a follow-up?
Yes. Rodka, what's your favorite book? Best book you ever read?
That's a good question.
I don't know. There's so many good ones.
That's a good question.
I really don't.
I know. That's not really a fair question.
Yeah. You're probably not the Captain Underpants type. That was more my son. Well, listen, I'm proud of you, and I know your family is as well, and everybody at Riverside Brookfield High School, and all the little squirts that you help make interested in reading. That's a great story. So thanks for doing it. Thanks for being the Kid of the Week.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I appreciate you getting up a little bit early anyway. Hold on. Let's see here. We have, as I mentioned, the Lou Malnati's Pizza,
yeah,
and the Amazon gift card, and an opportunity for you to nominate your own Kid of the Week. Doesn't have to even be somebody you know. Maybe somebody you heard about. Maybe somebody you want us to know about. Maybe somebody else named Rodka.
She's a young entrepreneur. Think about it. She basically opened a business.
Opened a library.
At 16.
Right, right, right. Profit margin, not great. Okay. But yeah, she opened it up.
How great is that?
She could have shook down the preschoolers, but that would have been wrong.